the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sets a rather daunting task before his church, and specifically for its ministers, for those apostles whom he had called at that point, the 12, and the disciples he would further send. Jesus told them that they were to go out into the world, they were to take the gospel into the world, which was an exciting task, that they would go out and heal the sick and raise the dead and cleanse lepers and cast out demons even in these apostolic days. And yet it would come with challenges. He promised that persecution would come, that there would be some who would oppose them, that they would go out as sheep in the midst of wolves. But for all who would reject, some would listen. And it was for their sake that the gospel was to be preached, that the apostles and the disciples were to go even in the midst of danger, while many would reject, while many would mock, while many would refuse to listen. Some would hear, and they would be saved. Whoever finds his life will lose it, Jesus said. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And that is the business of the church, life, life which flows from Jesus' resurrection, life which he has entrusted into the hands of the church's ministers as stewards as the mysteries of God, as they go forth with word and sacrament, with life. And so the church does the same today. Father and mother serve as bishops and apostles, as Luther calls them, in their houses, teaching their children the faith. We support the ministry of the church as it goes forth to the ends of the earth with the gospel, with life, with words that create faith. Our ministers still today speak forth the word of God, the promises to which faith clings, even in the midst of indifference, or even more, in the midst of opposition. And yet, as at times the church finds itself in hostile places or in a hostile world, Jesus reminds it, he reminds us that we ought not be afraid. He says, so have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, he says, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. And then a warning, but whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. And so we hold fast, knowing that whoever receives the word of God, whoever receives the ministers he sends, whoever listens to the church, receives Christ himself. We go forth, we support the ministry. We are the church that serves as an ambassador of Christ in a world in desperate need of what it is given to give. Life. Life eternal. We go forth and we proclaim the righteousness of God, that sinners are declared not guilty for Christ's sake, by grace, through faith, all out of Christ's abundant love. And so we hold fast, and we go forth. We cling to Christ's word, and we take that word to our families, our neighbors, and to the very ends of the earth. That message which has power over the devil and demons, that message which has power over sickness and sin, which promises a day of resurrection, of perfection, when there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, but only life, life with and in and for Christ's sake. And so, if you have been called as a minister of the gospel, go forth boldly, knowing that for all the opposition you may receive, you have the strongest name, you have the strongest man, you have Christ himself in your corner. If you have not been called as a minister, you are surely nevertheless a living stone in Christ's church. You too are given this message to share with those around you, and to support, and to witness by your life and your hope, which is not in the fading things of this life, but in that which never spoils or fades. Have no fear. Christ has numbered even the hairs of your head, and you are of more value than many sparrows. Hold fast to him, and know that no matter what, he will hold fast to you. Amen. We pray. Preach you the word and plant it home to those who like or like it not, the world that shall endure and stand when flowers and mortals are forgot. We know how hard, O Lord, the task your servant bids us undertake, to preach your word and never ask what prideful profit it may make. Keep us bold, Lord, in that task. Keep us faithful in the support of those who carry it out, officially and publicly on behalf of the church. Keep it ever in our prayers. And help us today, as your saints have in the past, be bold witnesses to your truth. Help us to hold forth life in the midst of a world of death, that those who hear may live and abide with us and you forever. Amen.